This was my last day at work. This was my last day at work. I'm moving on to a new employer with better pay and better perks. This was my last day at work. So I showed up in old pajamas, which was actually pretty thoughtful, considering that I sleep in the nude. I filled my car's trunk with office supplies, and then I hosted drunk a naked office Christmas party antics on YouTube. This was my last day at work. I took a nap underneath my desk. My boss was late, so I urinated every one of his potted plants. And then I loosened all the screws on his chair, gave his private bathroom an upper decker, then shook everybody that I hated's hands without washing mine. This was my last day at work. I'm moving on to a new employer and better pay. This was my last day at work. I'm getting my own office with a window and moving on from all these jerks. This was my last day at work. And when I gave my farewell speech, as I was standing on my desk screaming, "I am Spartacus," I actually convinced the new guy to quit his job right there and just walk out. And then my phone rang in my pocket just as I was really raving. My new firm had just gone bankrupt. The doors were closing, it turned out. This was my last day at work. Too late to apologize for changing my boss's out-of-office reply to. I'll get back to you right after I'm done with this young gigolo named Miles, or for setting his secretary's computer to auto-correct his name to Mr. Assless Chaps and then deleting all her files, or for locking the supply cabinet shoving the keys underneath the door. Not even the janitor will write a reference letter anymore. That might have been the upper decker. It was my last day at work. Last day at work. And that's how I began in comedy. Just one of life's little quirks. It was my last day at work.